I'll call to order the Finance Committee as soon as I get my agenda in front of me. Here it is. First item on the agenda is adopt the agenda as written. Any changes? Anything that we need to? Nope. Then I'll look for a motion
move
to approve.
Move approval.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The agenda is approved. Next we have is to officially approve the minutes. Is there any changes or corrections or additions to the minutes? And I'll look for a motion to approve.
I'll move to approve.
I can second that.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Same sign. Motion passes, approve the minutes. Next item is first quarter 2026 financial report.
Addie. All right, well, good evening, everyone. All right, so the quarter one 2026 comparative financial report starts on page 5 of your finance packet. We do have quite a bit to cover this meeting, so I'm going to kind of breeze through this for time's sake, but please, like, let me know if you have any questions or want me to elaborate on anything. I'm happy to, so... So that page 5 demonstrates all of the revenues and expenses year-to-date as of the end of March or quarter 1 of 2026. Following page 6, then, is kind of the snapshot of account balances and rates at the end of quarter 1. That kind of ties in with page 7, the bank balances and investment activity. Just kind of matching that to our accounting software. Next up on page 8, it shows the percent of revenues received against the budget. Overall, we're very on track for where we should be at this point in the year. Some of these revenue lines are one-time payments and have thus already been received, such as the City of Sartell. Patron receipts and interest income are tracking higher than the 25 achievement goal. Next up on pages 9 and 10, this is kind of where this report differs from the regular March financial report. This shows the quarter one operating expenses presented against the spending from 2025. Our operating budget was very on track for the first quarter. Notably, our personnel budget was slightly under due to some open positions coming in at around 21% of the operating budget. There are a few one-time invoices that happened in quarter one, which is why some of the expense lines are at either complete or near complete amount, such as our insurance or the public licensing services. All of these are very normal transactions for the library. A few expense lines that are tracking a little higher are sales tax. That's due to patron receipts being higher. Legal services due to negotiations happening in the first quarter here. And vehicle repairs and maintenance. We are also keeping a close eye on fuel in quarter two, with our first fuel bank account balances, kind of tracking all those with the kind of volatile gas rates right now. Lastly, on page 11 and 12, you'll see the 2026 quarter one fund balance activity. Spending on these pages represent the activities of the capital, grant, and various gift funds and designated funds. Are there any questions on any of this? I know we kind of breezed through that.
There any questions, any discussion? If not, then we'll look to approve the first quarter 2026 financial report.
I'll move that. I'll move that.
Motion? Second. Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Financial report is approved. First quarter. Next, we have deposit investment policy revisions. Starting on page 13.
All right, back to me. So we are bringing a revision to our deposit investment policy. Now that we have established our account with Ehlers Financial, we met with them to discuss investment opportunities. During that meeting, we agreed that our current deposit and investment policy, Chapter 5, needs to be updated. These updates will better support our partnership with Ehlers as advisors and align with the board's recommendations from the March Finance Committee, where we kind of decided that mid- to long-term investments were identified as a good option, especially for securing better interest rates. So on pages 15 through 17, you'll see kind of our proposed changes to the current policy. And then pages 18 through 20 show the, like, if approved, the final draft of that. The main changes are to clarify which types of investments we can invest in under Minnesota State Statute, Chapter 118A, since the current wording is too limited. This update allows us to invest in options beyond bank CDs, such as municipal bonds, which can help protect revenue when interest rates drop. We also increased the maximum investment term from 2 years to 5 years, excluding some United States government securities. In addition, we included an introduction explaining the purpose of the policy and added a component about internal controls and handling losses. Another change is the inclusion of a new section that allows the library to work with an investment advisor under certain conditions set by state statute. Ehlers actually recommended adding this section before they can fully assist with managing our investments beyond the money market and short-term CDs that they currently have our initial investment in right now. So tonight we are asking the board to approve these proposed changes. Our legal counsel has also reviewed the draft.
Okay. Ms. Chair, question for Addie. What do you see, what are they proposing, or what is the typical rate difference between a 2 and a 5 year CD?
We can't really.
Just a rough answer,
sure.
I know.
Yeah. So what Ehlers shared with us is that it might be like a quarter of a percent or something like that. Currently, because we haven't actually started purchasing CDs with Ehlers, what we're getting is from Magic, which is still on 2 years or less.
I see.
So we're not getting exposed
to
options.
Don't have a picture yet.
Yeah. The other big piece that Ehlers recommended was the municipal bonds. Because, again, that can be kind of a safer option if interest rates start dropping.
Good idea.
Yeah.
A quarter is still a lot.
It is a lot when you're throwing in a quarter of a million.
As long as you got them stacked, you're still good shape, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there a term on the municipal bonds? Like, can you get in and out if money was needed?
I don't know enough about
it
yet.
I don't either.
But
can I speak to that a little bit?
Sure.
The county has been now with Ehlers. This will be...
Yep, I knew that.
Second full year. And I asked today, as part of we're looking at, we're starting at 9% plus, just looking
at, really?
Wow. They're still, that's just very preliminary. But I asked about their investments. We've garnered a lot of interest in those investments. And as your CDs come due, they're putting them in, and you want some short terms for things need, but the longer term stuff can sit and accrue a lot of interest. But it takes time to get them out of CDs and into Ehlers investments. I was very impressed. What a difference! It's just interest you're making more on your money that you won't have to pass that on to the taxpayer.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's working really well. They can get a little bit higher interest rates, and they can structure it so that it works. Mm-hmm. How your bills are paid, when they're due, that kind of stuff, it's definitely been a plus for Wright County.
Good.
It takes a little time to get it all into the system.
Sure.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Get the ladder rolling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Very good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other comments or questions? Then we'll look for a motion to approve the deposit and investment policy revisions.
So moved.
Motion? We need a second?
Second.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Next item is the Great River Regional Library 2027 preliminary budget proposal.
All right. So according to our budget timeline, the preliminary budget is adopted by the Finance Committee in May. Page 21 starts the 2027 preliminary budget. At the last Finance Committee meeting in March, the board gave staff direction to sort of go as flat as we could with all the uncertainty around some of the county funding. So here are some of the updates to the preliminary budget since presenting the base budget in March. First up, a few reminders that the RLBSS state funding amount for 2027 was received the day before the March meeting. This added $63,000 in revenue that was not included in the original base budget. Also, the 2027 revenue lines include a $76,000 decrease to reserves use as part of the current unassigned fund balance spending and recovery plan. We also reduced several expenses. Capital spending was lowered from $50,000 to $35,000, matching the 2026 amount. We also reduced personnel costs and some accounting-related expenses revolving around payroll and audit functions to sort of better match 2026 trends. Overall, we kept expenses as flat as possible based on budget guidelines, but the inflation and vendor price increases are still affecting these costs. As for the electronic materials budget request and the remainder of our desired capital, which was the $15,000 for regularly scheduled delivery van replacement, we plan to submit requests during the November unassigned fund designation process for those. After these changes, the total operating budget shows a 2.67% increase over last year, which is equals to about $282,000. For the sake of this preliminary budget, most of this increase will be absorbed by signatory contributions, leading to a 3.58% increase in signatory operating revenue, about $277,000. On page 29, you'll see the updated signatory table. That displays the preliminary budget signatory contributions for 27. The bottom left in gray shows the contribution amounts for 2027. The middle in green shows the 2026 amounts. And the bottom right in gray shows the overall change from last year's contributions with the updated factors. So we are asking the board to accept this preliminary budget tonight, but a reminder that accepting the preliminary budget is not the same as sort of approving the final budget. This is just kind of the next step in the budgeting process, and it's just accepting the point that we've gotten to without kind of going through some different options and getting some direction from you folks.
And I just want to say we very much understand that this is a steep increase for counties, especially in this year. And so one of the things that Addie and I want to do is basically talk about some of the levers that are available to us to try to manage that and get it flatter. Everything has consequences, but basically because we work on a base budget process, it means to reduce a budget means to do less, fewer services or something less to bring it down below that base budget, or else it's looking at like the unassigned fund balance and how to use that. But that then can create a hole that at some point in the future needs to be filled. And so the next thing on the agenda is looking at that unassigned fund balance. And so I just want to say if the committee would like to talk about that before accepting this or however you want to do it, but they kind of go together. They just have to be separated on the agenda.
Right. Madam Chair, would you mind if we talk
no,
about
absolutely.
That?
No, absolutely. I think we need to.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so why don't we get see what that looks like.
Yep.
And I can kind of walk you all through it.
Sure.
I know it's a little bit of a kind of a confusing set of numbers, so it's kind of nice to kind of walk through where these numbers are coming from. So we will be talking about this at the full board kind of after the audit presentation tonight, but for the sake of this meeting, obviously, we want to talk about it now. So page 31 of your finance packet, I think it's the last page, shows our annual review of the unassigned fund balance. The top number of about $4.87 million is the number that we get from the auditors after they've kind of gone through our financial audit. So then that number is then adjusted for prior designations from the board. So first we have some operating surplus to supplant the 26 and 27 budgets, $350,000 each. And then we have the remaining 4 years of the spend down plan, which was last approved in July of 24. You'll see 2027's number there is that $63,000. Then after those 4 years, we have the surplus designations for this year's budget that was happened in November of 2025. And that was $50,000 for the AMHS projects and $50,000 for the accounting transition. And then I'm happy to report that we are able to put a lot of that money from the accounting transition designation back into the unassigned fund balance. We only had to use about $8,300 with creative planning. That was for audit prep and 1099 prep. And so we have about $41,600 going back into that balance. So after all those designations, we have a new adjusted unassigned fund balance of about $3.845 million. Then we need to take out the 3 months of reserves that are required per our financial policy. To do that, we take the 2026 operating budget, divide it by 12, times it by 3, and we get our 3 months of about $2.6 million. Overall, we have 4.38 months of reserves available. When you take out the 3 months, you get 1.38 months, and that is equal to $1.21 million. This is the one-time use money the board can designate for any purpose. But a reminder that using one-time money like this fills one hole but makes another. So we do have a few options that we can kind of take with the unassigned fund balance, but I want to stop if anyone had any questions on any of these numbers.
What do you guys think?
And if I recall correctly, one of the things that was being discussed when Jamie was with us was could we use some of that for our digital collection? So I guess the question I'd have is, it seemed like if we could use much of it to help us reduce the 3%, but some of it for that, I don't know what that looks like. I don't know where anybody else is, but we don't have any other place to get money for that. So I don't know what you all have been talking about.
Well, the other part is if you use too much in 2027, you dig yourselves a hole for 2028. Exactly. I mean, you know, when we were trying to work the reserves down, we were cautious because otherwise you're going to have, instead of a $20,000 increase in a couple of years, you could have a $35,000 increase.
Exactly.
And wasn't some of that is because we were coming off of kind of the, the COVID money that was, it was just kind of, so we were stepping it.
There was just a big reserve at one time here.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, and also to some extent, I mean, I get that if the practice is to always use it, then it becomes normal. And so what I'm about to say is negated. But what I was thinking is it also then falsely lowers what each of our counties amount really is. We'd be more but for.
Right. You know, the only thing, and I think we heard that the other day from some counties, is that if you, you know, say the $1.2 million, if you use a large portion of that, then there's going to have to be consequences on where you're going to save some money, try and replay. Are we going to put a freeze on staff? Are we going to, other things that we'd have to do. We can't just grab the $1.2 million without looking forward to next year.
So, Madam Chair, if I may. I know that budgetarily for counties, the world is on fire, whatever. Life is great. So, but does anybody find a 2.68 increase to be out of control?
I didn't. I'm just going to be honest. I didn't get much feedback from my other commissioners on.
I mean, the increase they're proposing is not is reasonable. I mean, it's if everything was 2.6,
maybe
happy.
I wouldn't feel like I was making bad decisions in the morning. You know, I mean, it's just I don't think that's particularly problematic. I would rather hold on to larger funds for later. I could be wrong.
I mean, you know, we've been going through a lot of process in Benton County. And if you look from 2010 to 2026, we are less than 0.06% increase.
Annually.
Mm-hmm. If everything in the county operated like that, it'd be great.
Yeah. Right.
And yet we're having a lot of discussion about the library.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know.
I agree with Greg on the 2.68. But
we were in closed session. They're not going to. We were in closed session today on budget stuff, on employment, and that's about as much I can say. I can't talk about the numbers, but you know, that's a miserable thing, right? You know, that's where we're going to have that's where the big stuff is at. This isn't that big, and it's not that big of an increase on the budget here that I feel like I have to, you know, take some more drastic steps. Maybe hold that money back for. I really think that 2028 is going to be extra miserable than 2029. I mean, okay. Not that this year is a party, but, you know, so.
But the problem I see, Greg, is that the 2.68? Mm-hmm. That's not the number that some of the people are going to look at. They're going to look at the $125,000 for Wright County or the $15,000 for Benton County. Remember the numbers my fellow commissioners are going to look at.
But my commissioners didn't comment on it.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. The commissioners went what?
They didn't comment that it was, you know, that it was extravagant or, and I'm not saying we couldn't make any adjustments, but there was just bigger fish that we were looking at.
Yeah.
I didn't even look at our individual numbers because I don't focus on that.
Yeah,
because we haven't previously agreed upon percentage that right. We paid, so I'm just trying to look at the overall organization. I suppose I should look at those individual numbers, but I don't that much.
And I very much agree with what you said, Greg. I think that's a very reasonable percent. I think you've already done some of the hard work trying to figure out how to make it be a bet given our contracts, et cetera. I think for some of us, we're used to preliminary budgets being, no way in hell I'm ever voting for this, which I think is to help the public understand what the pressures really are. Not that anybody, and excuse me, that was a technically accurate term. But if we needed to alleviate, and I wasn't sure where others were at, I would think that if we think it's reasonable, go with the 2.6. Then I would still bring back the question about the digital collection. Is can we tap into some of that because we don't have another good way to?
I guess for us it's 39,000. I shouldn't laugh at that, but
yeah, sure. I see where you're coming.
You know, it's four times what I pay for a car, but I'm cheap.
So one of the things that we've done in the past on this is basically we've taken feedback from the board asking us for one or two additional scenarios, and then we have a work session in June to kind of take that back. So Addie and I would be more than happy to do that if there's something else you want to look at. I would just ask not too many scenarios because that gets a little challenging, but if there's a certain amount that you want us to look at and just play with it, we can do that and then have y'all come back in June to kind of talk through it and see what you like so that we can then bring that back for July.
I wasn't here at the March meeting, but the 50,000, I know that wasn't, approved necessarily yet. And I appreciate that it's a high demand, but I want to look at it a different way. Like maybe we just say you can have two checkouts a month per card or whatever versus, you know, something that we can kind of, on the other side, you know, make adjustments on the usage maybe, possibly.
I'm sorry, which thing are you referring to?
With the e-books. Like e-books.
Oh, I'm a big fan of us increasing, putting some of the one-time money in there. It's such a high, we could still cap it. I think there already is some capping, but we could cap it further. But it's just so expensive for us. We're going to go backwards. Well, I mean, just can't stay.
I know it's expensive. That's why I'm saying is, I know. You know, there's other options for people as well. I mean, when it comes to e-books. We are offering it. I'm not saying it's going to go away.
Yeah. I would be an advocate for using some of it, even if we do limit it, because otherwise we're going to go backwards. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's okay. We can be in two different places. Oh,
I know that. That's not a big deal to me. Look at the whole budget. It's not a make or break it, but those were just my thoughts. I didn't share them because I wasn't here, but. I just know if, as soon as you check it out, you don't even have to read it. We're getting charged for it.
Yep, that's true. Yeah, so
and it goes away. You don't get to extend. Right. It goes away. Mm-hmm.
So really, Addie and I are just looking for direction on this, and then acceptance of the preliminary budget, and approval of the review of the unassigned fund balance. That doesn't mean you're approving changes to it. It's just approving that, yes, this is what it is right now. So do you have any direction for us for a June work session? Or?
I mean, we should have a couple of scenarios. We always have had.
Yeah. But, just to think about things. If they're...
Yeah. Using a portion of the 1.2. I think at this point in time, just to add it to the reserves or spend it as we see fit is probably not a real good option.
So I'm seeing...
I think you need to be more conservative from the county standpoint, at least look like you're doing something instead of just adding it to reserves or spending it on things that you think we might want.
Okay.
I mean, there's maybe...
You mean showing some sort of...
Yeah, show something. I mean, if you just pile it into reserves or spend it on digital or whatever you want to spend it on, that's not going to look...
I was thinking a small part.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering, too, do we ask for a scenario of instead of 2.6, what if it was 1 point something? I mean, what would happen if we weren't approving that? I mean, so we could have other people see what that looks like. Is that too much of a pain?
No. Are you thinking to get it down to, say, I don't know, 1.5, 1.75 through service reductions or through use of unassigned fund balance? Because those are two really, really different things.
If we're not touching some version of, maybe it's some of both.
Okay.
If we show other people what it would mean if we were, it would mean service cutting, if we... I'm not saying I'm advocating for it.
Right.
I know that.
Right.
I know that. No, it's true though.
Any goal in mind, and what kind of number that 1.5?
Well, I know, I know what 1% on our levy is. I don't know what one. I mean, I don't know what does, if we reduce it, what is it we're saving? I mean, we're not talking about a lot of money.
If you reduced at 1%, like Terrell said.
Unassigned fund balance?
Yeah. No, the
increase. The increase. I see.
Reduced it 1%.
By 1% or
1.67.
Okay.
God, I don't like that.
That's 1.67 is...
Or no, I meant reduce it 1%, not to 1%. Oh,
okay. Right, what to 1.67. It's at 2.67. Am I right?
Maybe part of that gets used... Maybe what does that look like?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I guess you can kind of think of it as, you know, if we've got a $10.8 million budget, 1% is equal to $108,000, something like that, ballpark.
Okay.
Is there a different way? I mean, what's another way of looking at this? That's the only other way I can think of is you're using the reserve. You're using some of the reserve, or you're cutting what that increase would be. And I'm guessing some people would like to know what would it look like.
You only got two places you could
go.
Yeah,
we don't have a lot of options.
Have a lot in between there.
Is there any delay in capital items that you could stretch out like a year? That's what I always say, the CIP, instead of 3 years, we go to 4, and it just stretches it out that little bit, lowers it, that kind of thing?
Possibly. I think in some ways that's a little bit like the using the unassigned fund balance because it just means that you might have more repairs. So, like, for example, this year we're, according to the schedule, supposed to look at replacement of the Equinox, one of our fleet vehicles. So if we didn't do that this, and next year, do you recall what?
It's one of the delivery vans next year.
Next year's one of the delivery vans. And so those vans are super spendy, and they get a lot of miles on them. And so those are harder, just because if one of those goes down, it impacts a significant part of the region. But we can look at it.
I mean, we can look at anything. Maybe like as a scenario that we in a different place. But
we can
I'm advocating for it, but it just helps have a better conversation.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We can look at all kinds of things if you want us to.
How many miles do you run those vehicles up to?
You ran a little study for me, Addie, looking at gas prices and how many miles were we doing a month?
Each of the three routes is a little different. I'd say, I'm trying to remember off the top of my head, somewhere about 100 miles a day.
More than that. It's got to be way more than that.
I think one of the smaller routes or that travels less distances.
What's the question, Bobby?
I was just the total miles.
How long do you keep them?
We run them as close to in the ground as we can before we have to replace them.
So you're running 300,000 miles.
Yeah, we are. And we kind of keep an eye on how is it running versus how much money are we spending on maintenance and repair. And so there's no one answer. It's evaluating each car. We've had some vehicles that are rather lemonade-ish when we get them. You know, the ones that were made immediately after the COVID years, there were lots of issues with those.
Interesting.
Yeah.
They maybe have COVID.
Maybe. I don't know. but, you know, so it's kind of balancing that. What is it costing to maintain the vehicle versus...
You guys are being wise the way it sounds.
We really try. And then when it is time to purchase a new van, we explore both new and used options. Like the last one we got was used because that was just the more economical way to go. Also, we have more options vis-a-vis the state purchasing guidelines when we go used. And so we can, again, just use more discretion.
Very good.
So I'm almost wondering, Tina, you made me think of, I wonder about like almost the opposite of what you just suggested. What if we took, because that's like a one-time, I know we ongoingly have it, but what if that came out of this other money so it didn't show up as that the ongoing, you know what I mean, the whole budget is it's an array of things, but I wonder since it's not, you know, I mean, we have to pay for our staff out of the regular money. Mm-hmm. I'm just wondering if there might be another way of looking at least how we're talking about it to the public or other people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So when they're looking at it, I just wonder about that.
Sure.
Okay. Sorting machine.
Yeah.
Maybe that we should talk about.
just send our it prayers machine. Every now and then.
Our sorting machine back there.
Yeah, because it does a lot of regional work, too.
It is a lot of regional work.
If it went down, that would have major impacts for the whole region.
Oh, my gosh. Just think about it. We need a lot more money to pay people to do that.
Yeah. All right. Any other questions or suggestions or directions for a June meeting?
No.
All right. Thank you all. I appreciate the thoughts. So now just,
Let's see. Do we need to approve?
Those are action items, right?
Yep.
Both the budget and the unassigned fund balance.
So we still have to approve the preliminary, but we'll do.
Accept the preliminary?
Accept it?
Yeah.
Accept. Okay.
Well, it says approve, but yeah.
Okay. So I'll need a motion to accept the budget for 2027.
So moved. I can second that.
Motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Motion passes. And annual review of the unassigned fund balance.
Approval. Just saying that's the board has verified that we're paying attention to the dollars.
So we'll need a motion for
so moved.
The annual second. Review of the unassigned fund balance. We have a motion, a second. Any further discussion? Sorry, I'm mumbling. Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion passes. Alright, next meeting is June 16th, 2026. And I'll look for a motion to adjourn. We are adjourned. Second.
Adjourned.